USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top defense officials are defending the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, testifying in a Senate hearing, praising U.S. troops who handled evacuations from the Kabul airport.
We plan to evacuate between 70 and 80,000 people. They evacuated more than 124,000.
Austin also expressing regret about the 13 U.S. service members who were killed in a terrorist attack at the airport. Austin also acknowledging the withdrawal operation was not perfect.
And we're still working to get Americans out who wish to leave. And we did not get out all of our Afghan allies enrolled in a special immigrant visa program.
Top Democrats working on Capitol Hill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The government runs out of money Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
The governor of New York taking to the pulpit to encourage people to get vaccinated in her state.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The rocky day on Wall Street continues with the Dow down at times over 600 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some police departments are feeling the pinch as vaccine mandates hit the country. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Wes Pry has a story.
Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker says he isn't too concerned about the Massachusetts State Police Union's claim that dozens of troopers have submitted letters of intent to leave the police department because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates for state employees. Massachusetts State Police Association President Sergeant Mike Shervin on Fox News Tuesday morning explains the officer's point of view.
There just hasn't been time to properly roll this program out. We are in the middle of impact bargaining. The deadlines are here upon us, and we don't have the answers that our members need. Those that are seeking medical and religious exemptions have not been told if they're granted, will they be allowed a reasonable alternative to it, to wear a mask and weekly testing. And because of that, they're looking to other places for employment, and the municipal departments within the state of Massachusetts are offering these reasonable alternatives. So it's not an across-the-board mandate. It's only for the executive branch of Massachusetts, which is affecting my membership. For the number that have, for whatever reason, not received their vaccination, they are choosing, and they've submitted their letters of intent. They have not officially resigned. They're following the policy to notify the department within 30 days of their intent to leave.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.